Well, I'm going to put the call out right now. If any men in the audience tired of living under this mantle, come and join me now. Any men, it doesn't matter how big or small you are, if you feel it, come up and join me. Any fellas in the audience, come on, that, come on, anybody, that fella, come on, the big fella with the small penis, come on up. Anybody, come and join us, sir. Get down the front, you have a small penis, come on. We're sick to death of it. You sick to death of it? I'm sick of it. Proud of you, son. Come and join us. That's it. We, Tim, get along. And we've got a Catholic priest. Doesn't get any better than that. Woo! Anybody else?
The penis, it doesn't take a genius. A pauper or a king will realize. It always comes back down to size. You ask me how it's hanging, it's strangling, it's dangling, it's cutting off the blood supply, it don't feel good. But by tomorrow evening, perhaps when I'm leaving, I'm gonna crack the top off after I get wood. The penis, it doesn't take a genius. The pervert and the poet empathize. It always comes back down to size. But when your male tail's as big as a whale's, there'll be some complications, and heaven knows you will look awful silly when you free willy shouting out, all hands on deck and the she blows.
Why waste our lives with fighting, with hatred, wars, and dying when we can masturbate?
The penis, don't let it come between us.
Yes, they do!
It always comes, back down to size.
I know this seems obsessive, regressive, excessive. They claim that figure's better, so what can we do? You wonder where we're heading with all this bedwetting, but I am not forgetting that there's women here too. Vagina, vagina, did Julie say vagina? Is Gertrude Stein just down the hall? Well, it just isn't interesting at all. Not like
The penis, oh, let it come between us. As Dodie Fayette said to Lady Di, it always comes, it always comes back down to
um-de-little-little-um-de-lie, 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 to some.